have it. My theme song. I'm a lonely boy. Little Andrew Gold there for you kids. And before that, I played a song for my brother Chris, the funny man, Walking on a Thin Line by Huey Lewis. Yep. It was stuck in his head for some reason. And before that, we played a song for John Glenn, Space Oddity by David Bowie. Oh, is it Oddity.
Space Oddity.
And it is, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 3:02 in the afternoon, and it is 36 degrees still, holding strong.
Woohoo, break out the bikinis. No, seriously, ladies, break out the bikinis.
Yes, in this lovely state of Medford, Boston. You are listening to WMFO 91.5, the number one, if I might say, freeform station in the world.
Yes.
I just did, so.
Well, actually, I heard there's a freeform station, the Arctic, that's claiming it, but...
In the Arctic?
Yeah, it's run by penguins.
Hey, did you see that guy that boxed that punched the kangaroo?
Yeah.
Did you see the thing on YouTube? No, I'm not even kidding.
I saw it.
that was incredible. The guy just didn't back down. He punched the kangaroo. Was like, what the hell?
Yeah, because you know those kangaroos are good at the boxing.
Yeah, but he was, well, he got the short arms. So
I feel like I'm in the Atlantic City boardwalk in the 50s.
That was...
Yeah, watch me box a kangaroo for a dollar.
Kangaroo would kick your butt.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but that was something else. But then you come to find out that the guy was actually a zookeeper.
Yeah.
So he kind of knew how to handle, I don't know. I don't even know. But he punched the kangaroo right in the face. That was something else. If you guys want to check it out on YouTube, the guy that punched the kangaroo in the face. And the kangaroo backed down. And the kangaroo looked around to make sure there was none of his kangaroo friends that seen that.
All right, so this is book. It's called I Heard You Paint Houses. It's about this guy, Frank the Irishman Sheeran. He was a confidant, and eventually he was the guy who killed Jimmy Hoffa. None of this... this book's
really
incredible.
Well, how did that wasn't a segue for
no,
Jimmy
it
Hoffa.
It was.
It was.
This is why.
All right. Okay.
Because this guy did everything in his book. And one of the parts that he speaks about in his book was
okay,
for money.
Terrific.
He would go to the boardwalk and he would, you know, take on the challenge of boxing kangaroos.
Oh, sorry.
So he boxed a kangaroo and he said, and he goes, I give that kangaroo. I give him the left. I give him the right. And I give him, and the next thing, something keeps hitting me in the head. I'm like, where's this coming from? He says, it was the tail. Never saw the tail coming. So he'd be hitting the thing. The thing's at the, it's like, and all of a sudden, whack. It's like, what's hitting me off my head? Finally figured out it was the tail.
Wow, that's something. That's a good history lesson from the funny man.
Yeah, so if you box a kangaroo, watch out for the tail.
I've never complained about a tail off my face.
Oh, yes, you have. I've gotten the disturbing late-night phone calls.
Anyways, boys.
Had to bring the bleach over the house.
Don't tell anybody that. Anyways, we're going to get to some silly news, I believe.
Oh.
If that's okay with you, Christopher.
Only the silliest will do.
Only the silliest, because we don't do serious news here, because you can turn on the TV and get that anywhere, and we want to... make you guys smile and kick off your weekend right, start your weekend off right, and or just make your life better, you know?
Yeah, we want you to come home from a hard day's work, take off your pants and jacket.
Excuse me? All right.
And loosen your tie while you're at it.
All right, Chris, tell us the funny news, you
okay.
Wacko.
Yeah. speaking about taking off your pants and
jacket.
And jacket. A Colorado landlord is facing a felony charge after a motion detection camera, recording him having sex with another man in a tenant's apartment, police report. Yep. So, according to cops, Carlos Quijada illegally entered, well, I'd say, the Colorado Springs residence of Logan Pierce and Michaela DeGilio in late October. While the married couple was not home, the four Nest camera security system was guarding the condo. After Quahita, 39, entered the residence. Pierce received a notification on his phone that the Nest system has detected noise in the apartment. But I think Polly just had the noise in the apartment all queued up.
I didn't have it queued up. I just found it.
When Pierce subsequently checked the camera feed, he saw Quahita and another man inside his bedroom.
Quahita?
Quahita. I'll take the Quahita, please.
Was it coitus or Quahita?
That's the new game show Polly and I will be hosting on Public Access.
Public Access?
Yeah.
Tufts Access TV downstairs.
Spin the wheel, is it? Coitus or Quahita?
Is it coitus or Quahita?
Spin the wheel. Polly likes having wheels spun. So the video shows the men each removing their pants immediately upon entering the room and then climbing atop the bed. Following a six-minute round of oral and anal sex, Guajita's partner used one of DiGilio's dresses, plucked from a laundry pile, to wipe his genitals. At one point, Quahita uses another garment to attack a lubricant stain left on the green bedsheet. Alrighty. Pierce, who provided the X-rated security video, said that he actually provided it to the website The Smoking Gun, said that the dress was used as a post-sex cleanup rag, was worn by his wife at the couple's wedding ceremony. Who rented the $1,100 a month apartment after responding to him? To responding in July to a Craigslist ad, vacated the premises shortly after the home was used as a hookup spot. The couple is now living at a Super 8 hotel. After being provided the security footage, the Colorado Springs Police Department issued an arrest warrant for Quahita with the criminal trespassing felony misdemeanor obscenity. Go to the Smoking Gun, you can see a picture of the two lovebirds.
Okay, sorry.
Ow, my face is hurting from laughing and speaking at once. All right, so in sunny Florida, a woman arrested after groping and sexual advances. She's got a face for radio, this one. Look at her.
Oh, my. She'd make a freight train take a dirt trail.
That's the title track of our next album.
What?
Make a freight train take dirt rail. We're doing old school country and western music.
Make a freight train take a dirt road.
It should make a freight train take a dirt road. She'll never get to swallow my
never mind.
Hey.
Chowder that I bought at Legal Seafood. Never mind. Okay, while making a series of unwelcome sexual advances, a Florida woman allegedly tried to grope one man's genitals and tried to kiss a female victim, according to police, who arrested the suspect early on a Saturday morning. Responding to a 911 call about an intoxicated suspect, cops encountered Pamela Burnett, 53, outside a waterfront bar restaurant in Fort Pierce, Florida. Burnett, cops charge, had been making unwelcome sexual advances to numerous individuals chosen at random in the vicinity of the inlet bar. A male witness told police that Burnett made sexual advances towards him on four acquaintances, one of whom allegedly had his genitals groped by Burnett. The witness added that Burnett also tried to kiss a woman who walked past the pair. Burnett was uncooperative during police questioning and showed signs of intoxication, including inability to balance herself and a consistent slurring of her words.
Wow.
Welcome to the club.
Yes.
Burnett was arrested after an officer concluded that she had outraged the sense of public decency. Hey, that's what this show does. And was intoxicated in a public place. That's what this show does. And endangered the safety of herself and others around her. Once again, what this show does. Burnett was booked into the county jail, from which she was later released after posting 375 bones bond. Burnett's rap sheet includes two battery assaults, neither of which resulted in a conviction.
The funny thing about it is, while she was that drunk and passed out on the ground, she still could have grabbed my genitals. Because I'm so old. They're down by my ankles by now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I heard you're looking to do a Milton Berle tribute. And rock and roll news. Got a couple of rock and roll news
excellent
items. Rock
excellent.
And our roll. And speaking of roll, the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, welcomes his eighth, count them, eighth child at 73.
Is that insane?
That is.
73.
A new album and a new baby all in 1 week for the 73-year-old icon. His Melanie Hamrick, Mick's girlfriend, gave birth to the couple's son.
30 years old.
Yep.
30 years old.
Actually, no. She's 29.
Well, obviously, cha-ching, right? That's you know, what she's going for.
Do you think he just, like...
I don't think she's really attracted to Mick Jagger.
Do you think all of a sudden the doorbell rings?
Falling off his body.
The doorbell rings. Mick, I'm pregnant. And he goes, like, back, leans back in his chair, goes to the filing cabinet. And he's like, here, just sign this. Here's the check. Already cut for you. He has, like, all these, like...
Well, you don't think she really fell in love with him.
No.
She wasn't even born when they were big.
Jeez, 30 years ago, I mean, it was what, 1986, 87 she was born.
There wow. you go. And they when were around was, in the 70s.
Around the
early 60s. The 60s.
The 60s. You're hung up on a front man from the 60s.
That's right. Bozo the Clown used to do their warm-up.
Oh man! So the ballerina, the woman is a ballerina.
Yes.
Her name is Melanie Hamrick. They welcomed a baby on Thursday in New York. A rep for Jagger confirmed.
She's getting a bag of cash.
Oh no kidding! Mick was at the hospital for the arrival. Mother and baby are doing well, and we request that the media respect their privacy at the time. Jagger, you ready for this?
Yep.
Do you have your abacus out? You got to do Jagger family math now. Jagger is father to seven of the children. Karis, Jade, Elizabeth, James, who James did some acting. He was on that show, Vinyl, on HBO. Georgia, Gabriel, and Lucas. And a grandfather of two, and a great-grandfather to one. So let's do the math.
Yeah, so that's tough.
So this kid is the great-uncle... to a child that's older than him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And somehow Mick Jagger's his own father in this equation. I don't know.
Well, at least him and the baby can share their diapers together.
Well, let's just say this. It's good to be a Rolling Stone. Hamrick and
we'll
Jagger.
We'll always be rock, never roll.
That's right. that's and you
I'll
know
tell
something? You. I think Jagger was listening and heard that and took his advice. Okay.
Man, I tell you, the drugs out there are great because... At 73, there's no way he's performing.
Well, I don't know. I saw them a couple of years ago. They're always performing.
Well, I didn't mean on stage.
Okay. Well, yeah. So once again, going to be a Rolling Stone. About 2 months ago, I'm sorry. So they started dating in July 2014, and about 2 months after fellow Stones member Ronnie Wood welcomed twins with his wife Sally. At the age of 68.
What are they doing?
Yep.
They must have some kind of drug, the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones on drugs? Really? You think?
Come come on. You could blow Keith Richards a kiss and he'd turn to dust.
No, I think he would suck it up and take your life essence. What else do we have here? So some more good news on the rock and roll front. So, you know, okay. One of the things about rock music, which I love, is, you know, it's a live medium. And it's really about the concert experience. And
it is.
I think one of the most more prolific artists.
Yes, sir.
I can't speak today.
That's all right.
Tom Petty and his fabulous band, The Heartbreakers, have announced a 40th anniversary tour.
Wow.
I always think of Tom Petty as like one of those youngins in rock and roll. And this is 40 years since their first album, You're Gonna Get
He's
It,
came Bob
out.
Dylan's protege.
He is. So they will be hitting the TD Garden on July 20th of 2017. Tickets will go on sale on next Friday, July 16th. And once you're done getting your tickets, tune back into this show. And lastly, just some sad news in the world of rock. Unfortunately, you've known this has been a very, very hard year for artists and musicians.
It has.
Some of the best that have ever, you know, graced our
without
lives
a doubt.
Have passed. We've never seen anything like this before. And unfortunately, we have another passing. And this is Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Kyle Palmer has issued a statement on the passing of his friend Greg Lake. It is with great sadness that I must say goodbye to my friend and fellow bandmate Greg Lake. Greg's soaring voice and skills as a musician will be remembered by all who knew his music and recordings he made with ELP and King Crimson. I have fond memory of those great years we've had in the 70s and many memorable shows we performed together. Having lost Keith this year, that being keyboardist Keith Emerson.
And he was in ELO, right?
ELP. Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Okay.
So Keith Emerson, keyboardist, died earlier this year too. Having lost Keith this year as well has made this particularly hard for all of us. As Greg sang at the end of Pictures at an Exposition, death is life. His music can now live forever in the hearts of all that loved him. Once again, that is the statement by former bandmate incredible drummer Carl Palmer.
Yeah. And myself and the Funny Man, we're going to do a show in, 2 weeks?
Yeah, the 23rd.
Before the end of the year. I mean, not our birthday program, but
the week prior.
The week prior. And we're going to do I would call it a tribute show.
A celebration of these artists and music.
Because we lost a lot of great musicians this year. We really did.
Yeah, and we're going to start it with you know, December of 2015 with the loss of Scott Weiland will be the start of it. And hopefully we won't have any more to report on from now until the ends of
I know, hopefully.
Of the year. I mean, Glenn Frey, enough. Prince, enough. And David Bowie, enough. One of those is enough. But all three of them in that year.
And you're just
heartbreaking.
Hitting the tip of the iceberg because there was so many more. So many more. Anyways, this is not a depressing show.
Yeah, that's why we're going to do a celebration. 3:20
in the afternoon. Thank you, Christopher, for that silly news. That was fun. And actually, I'm going to play...
And thank you for the silly music. During the news.
Play a song from ELP. Lucky Man.
Yeah.
Great song. And we'll be back. And Chris will do his countdown. For what, 1999? Okay. Want to take us out, buddy?
Sure. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in historic Medford.
We'll be right back.
He had white horses and ladies by the score. Dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
lace and feathers. They made up his bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Can I find the candle of thought to light your name? Lifetimes are catching up. Predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return, but now here you
boys and girls.
Ooh, let it play.
Me and Chris were just talking about Pearl Jam, and you really can't go wrong with any song you play by Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
And that was a woman in a...
No, elderly, we'll just call it elderly woman.
Elderly woman.
Behind
the counter in a...
CVS, whatever. In
store.
Malden Square.
You want to pick. Anyways, boys and girls, 3:33 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful, beautiful 36-degree state of Medford, Mass. And, yeah, I don't think it's going to change much, but I'll give you the weather after. But we spun the wheel. Actually, it's 35 now. We spun the wheel earlier and it landed on 1999, and I believe Christopher is going to give us our top 20.
Do the top 20 today. What do you think?
Whatever you want to do, bro.
Okay, I have the top.
Because we have plenty
of time.
I have
the top 15,000 from 1999, starting off at number 15,000. Okay, we'll do 20.
Go for it.
All right, right on. So coming in at number 20 is the legendary guitar player and band leader, Carlos Santana.
Yeah, and you have one of his guitars.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Featuring Everlast, Put Your Lights On, from that Shaman album that was all duets. That's a huge album for him. Coming in at number 20, I'm sorry, number 20. Number 19 is Counting Crows from, I believe the album was Hard Candy, a song called Hanging Around.
I have something for the Counting Crows.
What? Coming in next is Athens, Georgia's favorite sons, R.E.M., with a song called The Great
Beyond.
I like
R.E.M.
Well, remember what this song was from? It was the Andy Kaufman movie. The movie about Andy Kaufman.
Oh,
so
okay.
So the song is written specifically for that. It's kind of like a sequel to Man on the Moon.
Shiny, happy people.
Yep.
I want all the shiny people over here. I want all the happy people over there on the ride of the pretentious bus.
All right there. Little Dennis Leary by
you. Yes, it was Dennis Leary.
Springfield, Mass's own Stained with Mud.
Yeah.
Shovel.
Always loved Stained.
Always did. So that guy.
Just like my underwear.
Well, I told you about wearing the black underwear.
I wear them now.
See? It works.
Yeah, you were correct, sir.
Sometimes I know what I'm doing. When it comes to matters of the arse, I know what I'm talking about. And 311 with Come Original.
Nice.
Let this one play out a little bit. The neck Hexum, the guitar player, coming with the vocals. And at number 15, this one's down from 10 the previous week. The humongous album from Kid Rock featuring Cowboy. And this is a Giddy Up favorite, this song, too. At number 14 is the Beastie Boys with Alive. Hello, Nasty. Alive. Yeah. Of course, another...
Miss the Beastie Boys.
I miss them.
Yeah.
I know. That's another act that we'll never see again.
We don't like the C-rap, the crap, but...
I loved what they did.
They were just...
Everything.
Integrated.
Exactly. They did everything. Put the rap with the metal, with
exactly.
The punk, with the pop, with the...
They were funky. They're like the Chili Peppers.
Exactly. Kinda. Here's a band. If you can name them, we'll give you a free coupon for chicken. That's a hint. Jimmy's Chicken Shack. When was the last time you thought of this act?
Never.
God, Do Right by Jimmy's Chicken Shack. I almost forgot this band existed.
Now I'm going to have Kentucky Fried Chicken for lunch. Or for supper.
No, have it for supper.
Yeah. I'm going to have to now.
Number 12. Third Eye Blind. Anything. One of those bands that kind of got lumped in with alternative,
you know,
because they were different
times. I always kind of liked them.
Yeah.
I really did.
What's the one... What's that first album they had with Jumper and...
Yeah, Jumper is great. I've played that plenty of times.
Oh, Graduate.
Show.
I love that song. That's a great song. And Dexter Holland and his doctorate with his band The Offspring. She's Got Issues.
Who doesn't love The Offspring? From MIT. They're all...
The
rocket scientists.
Nuclear physicists.
That's right.
Jeff the drummer, he was a dentist.
Was he Herbie from Rudolph?
Probably from the peak of their career. 1999, I think from like 96 to 99. I don't think there was anyone bigger than Korn. They were They were humongous.
Dude, I almost got a Korn tattoo. I asked my mother, honestly, a couple years ago, I said... Well, no, I didn't ask her. My sister asked her, what's Paulie's favorite band? And she goes, Korn. Wow.
Number 9.
Nice.
Live. The Dolphins Cry.
Love Live.
I know,
love,
huh?
Love Live.
Well, Paulie, if you love the bands at number 9, you're certainly going to love what's coming in at number 8.
There's our boys.
We'll be seeing them in early February. Oh my God, it's less than 2 months we're seeing them. Hey, any song with fake Chinese?
I called Japan and played this for them.
Yes, I was.
Tell the rest of the folk.
And they had no idea what they were saying.
No. I remember that night, yes.
I can't announce the last song. Okay, it's Rage Against the Machine by Kurt Vile.
You can't laugh like that.
Oh, yes, I can, because you made me. I remember that night vividly. Number five, we have our friends at Blink. I'm sorry, number six, our friends at Blink 182. With All the Small Things.
Blank.
Blink 182.
Yeah. Blink, because you're going to miss them.
We have fun because we shop at the mall and buy t-shirts with holes in them. And then I got a lip ring. Look at me. Maybe one of my favorite songs from the year. 1999. Filter. Take a picture.
Love Filter. Oh, yeah. I love this song, too.
I can't remember to play this one next week or so.
I've played it quite a few times, but I will. I will, yes. Just remind me, that's all.
I'll remind you. Oh, please. I'm just worse than you.
I love this song.
I'll have to have it tattooed to my ass so you can read it. Number four, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, that's what my dad always told me. Don't let your Limp Bizkit or your meatloaf.
Rearrange Limp Bizkit. Number three, you may have heard the song once or twice on the Giddy Up.
Maybe. How is this not number one?
I think it was.
Is my point.
It was previously. That's why.
Yeah, we might start the show every week with this song.
Why not? So number three, that was the Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly.
How is that number three?
Because it was number one earlier. And coming in number two is Creed with Higher. Not a big Creed fan, so I'm going to pause that right now.
You're not a big Creed fan.
You know what? I really don't like them. Is because that blanking singer he started a fight with Dave
Scott
Grohl.
Steph?
Yeah. Started a fight with Grohl and tried to hit him with an ashtray at a bar one night. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And number one. Two, also.
And he's kind of a hypocrite because he was drug addict and then became a Jesus addict. And then went back to drugs.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he wants to do when he grows up. And the other part, too, is that, you know, I'm not a big fan because
Scott
of...
Scott Stapp, yeah.
Yeah. And what's the other thing was the... that when he sang during the 2004... The clincher for the Sox in 04, seventh inning, he sang, God Bless America and gave it zero effort. It sounded like he was sitting on the can in the men's room singing. It gave no effort on it.
Well, he was probably, high on drugs.
Walk through it. You give an effort.
All right. Not that we don't condone that here at the Giddy Up
at
all.
What, on the toilet
whatsoever.
Singing?
Yes. The toilet singing. Although I have done that.
It only works for Jim Morrison, I'll tell you.
I was like Fred Flintstone when he could only sing in the shower and they had to drag him out.
Don't run now, because my love has gone stone cold. I remember that episode.
Yep.
Yep. And at number one, Paulie, take it away.
It is, what, The Chemicals?
The Chemicals.
The Chemicals, Between Us. I don't know how this made number one other than our Foo Fighters, but obviously we're very biased over the Foo Fighters because we love the Foo Fighters. But anyways, this is the number one song. It's 3:43. We'll be right back. I'm going to play this out. Great song, though. Definitely a great song. You're listening to the Giddy Up, 91.5 WMFO.
I want you to remember a love so full like it sent us always. And I want you to surrender all my feelings and love today. Baby, chemicals between us, the wall.
All right, boys and girls. That was Bush with the Chemicals Between Us. That was the number one song of 1999, correct, sir?
Yeah, on this date, 99, which is, I don't know, the 9th, right? The 9th? December
9th? This keeps happening to me.
It's one of those things. Seriously, you're not even touching anything. It's like a ghost in the machine today.
There is a ghost in the machine. It doesn't matter.
I hope it's one of them friendly Casper Tap ghosts, man.
All right. That was Fuel, which is a great song that I was going to play.
I'll burn in my hands. Nice.
Yes. Hemorrhage in my hands.
Hemorrhage.
Yes.
I'm thinking Soundgarden.
Anyways, boys and girls, 3:47 in the afternoon. Me and Christopher, the funny man, are going to say our goodbyes. But I want to give you the weekend weather real quick, since the Breeze didn't call in again. And we miss him calling in, actually.
Yes, I miss the banter.
It is 35 degrees right now. And it'll be a lot colder tonight. Highs of 29, maybe. Yeah. Oh, that's tomorrow.
No, you're right. Oh, my God.
As well. And on Sunday, 32. Well, it'll warm up a couple degrees if we're lucky. 32 degrees. So my pick of the week is Saturday. Monday's going to be awful. It's going to be snowy and horrible. So, anyways, you know, I'm like I said, I'm not a meteorologist, and I just like to, you know, impart the weekend weather. So my snuggle day is Sunday. Snuggle with your loved one and watch football. You know I'm going to say that. But Saturday...
So what time are you coming over?
Whenever you want. I'm going to make one of my famous turkey meatloaves.
Don't tell people about it. They'll copy you.
I know. That's true. All right. So anyways, that's the weather, weekend weather. The pick of the week is tomorrow, I guess. Even though it's going to be a little cooler, it'll be more sunny than today and Sunday. So, anyways, boys and girls, we want to say our goodbyes, which we hate to do, but it is almost 10 of. And Christopher, you first, sir.
Yeah, so once again, the fastest 2 hours of our life has come and gone. Thank you for listening. By the way, I got a couple of I want a breaking shout out today.
Go ahead.
This is breaking. Totally forgot. Hey, Kayla Bramante. Happy birthday.
Yes, my niece. That's nice. Thank you.
Hope you're listening, Kayla. Happy birthday. Wonderful kid. Young lady, I should say.
Yes. She goes to Merrimack College.
Yep. Her mom is proud. I guess she's actually applied to graduate school. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
Well, she's smart, man. Yeah. She really is.
So, and also another thing too, Carla is not in today, so I do want to, give her a shout out that
Absolutely.
Tomorrow she'll be in Wakefield at Portobello's DJing. So go to Portobello's, get the food's really, really good there, and, dance the calories off with DJ Carla.
There you go. And good luck to Eric.
Good luck to Eric
today.
As well. Yep. So once again, just go as fast as you can, as far as you can, and as long as you can. If you ever get pulled over by the police, tell that to the judge. Say the guy on the radio said to do that.
Yeah. tell him Chris said that. Yeah, the funny man said that. Anyways, I want to say thank you all for listening, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here, and we love you guys for listening. And as I always say, stay Boston strong, always be a rock, never roll. And we want to apologize again. Well, to Dennis Leary today, actually, because he's in the green room and he wanted to be on the show, but we didn't find time for him. And we apologize, Dennis. Hopefully you can come back again and we'll get you on. Anyways, you guys are the best. And we're going to take a 166-hour break. And hopefully our DJ Carla will be with us next week. We'll have a full cast and maybe more. Who knows? But we love you guys. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. This one goes out to my girl Leah.
Oh, always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity.